The paradise new world that is near. God created the earth so that righteous humans could live on it forever. He put the first human couple, Adam and Eve, in the beautiful Garden of Eden, and he gave them and their descendants the responsibility to cultivate the earth and to take care of it. Today's world is far from the paradise God meant it to be. However, God has not changed his mind. How will he fulfill his original purpose? As the preceding articles have shown, God will not destroy the earth itself. Rather, he will allow faithful humans to live on it. When God fulfills his promises, what will conditions on earth be like? Global government. Soon, when God's new heavenly government exercises authority over all mankind, the earth will become a happy place where people can live together in harmony and do good and satisfying work. God has appointed Jesus Christ to rule over the earth. Unlike so many rulers today, Jesus will have the interests of his subjects at heart. His rulership will be based on love, and he will be a kind, merciful, and fair king. International unity. The earth's new human society will not be divided by nationality or ethnicity. Mankind will be one united people. All humans living on earth will love God and love their neighbor, and they will cooperate peacefully to accomplish God's original purpose of taking care of their home, the earth. Harmony with the natural environment. When God's kingdom takes charge of the earth, the Creator will take full control of all aspects of the weather, keeping it in perfect balance. When he was on earth, Jesus gave a glimpse of the power God gave him when he effortlessly calmed a frightening storm. Under Christ's rule, no one will have any reason to fear natural disasters. God's kingdom will also restore the original harmony between nature and humans. Perfect health and abundant food. Everybody will enjoy perfect health. No one will become ill, grow old, or die. People will enjoy a beautiful and clean environment like the one the first human couple enjoyed in the Garden of Eden. In the new world, just as in Eden, the ground will produce food in abundance, and all inhabitants of the earth will have plenty. Like God's ancient nation of Israel, everyone in the paradise will eat their bread to satisfaction. Leviticus 26, 4 and 5. Real peace and security. Under God's global government, all people will enjoy peace and will treat one another kindly and fairly. There will be no wars, no abuse of power, and no need to struggle for basic needs. The Bible promises they will sit, each one under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Micah 4, 3 and 4. Ample housing and satisfying work. Every family will have a home without fear of being displaced, and all the work that we do will be rewarding. As the Bible says, those living in God's new world will not toil for nothing or in vain. Isaiah 65, 21-23. The best education. The Bible promises the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah. Isaiah 11, 9. Members of the new human society will learn from the infinite wisdom of their Creator, Jehovah, and about the beautiful things He created. They will not use their knowledge to build weapons or to harm other humans. Instead, they will learn how to live in peace with one another and how to care for the earth. Unending life. God took great care to prepare the earth so that we can enjoy life to the full each day. He intends for humans to live on earth forever. To fulfill his original purpose, God will swallow up death forever. Isaiah 25:8. Death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more, the Bible promises. Revelation 21:4. God will give all humans, both those whom he saves when he destroys this wicked world, and the countless dead ones he will resurrect in the coming new world, the opportunity to live forever. Even now, millions worldwide are preparing for mankind's new beginning so near at hand. Although imperfect, they are already trying to be the kind of people God would want in his new world. How? By learning about Jehovah God and the one whom he sent, Jesus Christ. Find out more about how you can survive the end of this world and live in the better world soon to come. Accept a free interactive Bible course from one of Jehovah's Witnesses using the book Enjoy Life Forever. End of article.